The Draper Natural History Museum at the Buffalo Bills Center of the West will open a new permanent exhibition on June 10th. The exhibition focuses on the last 10 years of research on golden eagle activity in the Bighorn Basin. Golden eagles are a top predator, so by studying the top of the food chain, researchers are learning not just about the bird, but also about the dynamics of animals they eat and the ecosystem they live in. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska joins the team on a scouting trip.
I'm in a car driving through the Bighorn Basin with the Golden Eagle Research Study Group from the Draper Natural History Museum in Cody. Corey Anko spots an eagle.
And there's one sitting on us there.
Yep.
Anko is the assistant curator at the Draper. He's part of senior curator Charles Preston's team. Preston and his team have been researching golden eagles for the past 20 years. When he first arrived in Cody, there was no data on the eagle.
We realized we had no idea what was going on in our own Bighorn Basin here. And so I thought that was important to document. And so we can not only compare it with other sites, but we have a baseline and find out if there is a trend of increasing or decreasing population and reproduction.
That word, baseline, is key. Preston is hoping to tie his research in with other golden eagle studies.
What we're trying to do is develop a network of monitoring sites.
That's Brian Woodbridge. He's with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and is in charge of leading the Western Golden Eagle Team, which is a West-wide group of dispersed teams focusing on golden eagle conservation and management. He says the baseline research is what allows golden eagle studies throughout America to become a unified network.
Where they share results and methods and try to develop a more comprehensive picture of what's going on with golden eagles in the West.
Starting in 2008, after winning enough grants to support the basic amount of research, Preston began to collect the bare minimum data. This includes tracking reproduction and the food remains in the nest. Then, depending on the amount of funding, some eaglets received a satellite tracking device as well as leg bands. And with constant collection of what seems like not that much data, patterns began to pop up.
We found very early on that the diet is dominated, absolutely dominated by cottontails in our area, not many jackrabbits. We found a very strong relationship between golden eagle reproduction in a given year and cottontail abundance in that year.
So what they found is that the golden population heavily depends on one species for food, cottontail rabbits. And this led to even more questions.
And understand what may cause that and what the implications of that, not just for golden eagles, but for other predators, but also for the vegetation and maybe even the quality of graze for domestic livestock.
Anko, the curator assistant, says the initial data collected gives a clearer image of the dynamics of the Bighorn Basin ecosystem.
Every species, every ecosystem here is a different piece of that puzzle. And so when you step back, you put all the pieces together, you kind of look at the big picture of what's happening in sagebrush steppe ecosystems, what's happening in the Intermountain West, and, you know, what's happening as climates begin to shift or adapt.
As we drive through the area, the researchers explain that sagebrush is the ideal habitat for goldens, since they can easily spot their prey. But Preston says eagles are not the only ones that could be impacted by a change in the ecosystem. So he envisions creating discussions and conversations on the sagebrush steppe ecosystem itself.
It's all the same big piece of landscape, and it affects lots of people, and lots of people affect it. And we have this opportunity to look at conservation on a large scale and a real big picture with all the stakeholders in the room.
The Monarch of the Skies exhibition will hopefully continue this dialogue as the exhibition educates the public on the importance of studying the diversification of an ecosystem. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska from the Center of the West in Cody.